Allied Forces from Triumph. That's the title track of their 1981 release. And this is episode 81 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thanks for coming by and checking out another episode of Killer Rock and Roll. And just like last week, episode 80, we featured artists that put records out in 1980. We're going to do that again. We're probably going to do that all through the 80s because the 80s had so much great rock and roll coming out. So today everything's going to be from 1981. And again, that was Triumph kicking us off. And we're going to go with another Canadian band now that had a huge record in 1981. This is April Wine, Crash and Burn. Crashing and Burning with April Wine. That's from their 1981 release, The Nature of the Beast. And that one broke big for them here in the United States. The two big songs, of course, off of that record were Sign of the Gypsy Queen and the ballad Just Between You and Me. But it was good to see April Wine get some larger notice. Their albums that had come out previous were all really good, too. But largely unnoticed, really, until this record. This one definitely moved them to the big time in the U.S. And another band that had some of their biggest success to date in 1981, also out of Canada, was Rush. Although they had been around since 1974, and people knew who they were, certainly, but this record really put them into another dimension, I think. This really seemed to bring them huge worldwide success, and the record they put out that year was called Moving Pictures, and from that one, this is YYZ. We'll be right back. Rush from 1981's Moving Pictures, YYZ. And that record, like I said before, was a huge success for them. Two big songs off of that record were Tom Sawyer and Limelight. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now, dipping into the United States of America for the next couple of bands. And first up out of New York is a band called Riot. And this song goes out to my buddy and former co-worker at WVVX, Paul Kaiser. This is Swords and Tequila. Riot from their 1981 release, Fire Down Under. That's Swords and Tequila, which I always thought would have been the cool name for the record, but indeed the boys named it Fire Down Under instead. All right, we're going to keep things going now with something from Whitford St. Holmes. In 1981, Brad Whitford from Aerosmith and Derek St. Holmes from Ted Nugent's band put out a record, and from that one, this is called Spanish Boy.
Yeah.
Spanish boy, Whitford St. Holmes, from their 1981 release of the same name. And in case you didn't know, they did follow that record up with album number 2 in 2015. So 1981 to 2015, didn't take them too long to come up with a second record, right? All right, we're going to keep things rolling now with something from Johnny Van Zant. Before he took his brother's place in Lynyrd Skynyrd in 1987, he did a few records with his own Johnny Van Zant band. And this is from the second album. This is a tune called Who's Right or Wrong. Van Zant, Who's Right or Wrong? That's from their 1981 release, Round 2, which was the second album. First one came out in 1980 when Johnny was 20 years old. All right, we're going to keep rock from 1981 rolling along here. We've had some songs from Canada, some from the United States. Now we're going to move on to England. In 1981, Black Sabbath put out their second record with Ronnie James Dio in the lead vocal position. This is called Voodoo.
Refuse, but you lose. She's by me. Say you don't want me, you learn.
Black Sabbath from 1981's Mob Rules record, Voodoo. Now we're going to keep things going with some Iron Maiden. They had their second album out in 1981 called Killers. This is Wrathchild. From 1981's Killers. That was the first record for Adrian Smith being in the band and the last for Paul Di'Anno on lead vocals. And Iron Maiden, of course, was part of the new wave of British heavy metal. And the next band was also part of that, although they didn't quite make it as far and as large and as big and as famous as Iron Maiden. But they still put out a really good record in 1981. This is Tigers of Pantang. The tune's called Hellbound.
Bye-bye.
Tigers of Pantang, Hellbound, from their 1981 release, Spellbound. And that record brought John Sykes on board. And John, of course, later on went to play with Whitesnake and Blue Murder. And this has been episode 81 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we featured all releases from 1981. And I got the idea last week when I was preparing for episode 80. I thought, man, the 80s started really the heyday of most of the music that we used to play on WVVX and the music that I certainly fell in love with as a young guy. And I thought we might as well knock some of these out as we go through these episodes, because my episodes in the 80s won't come again, right? So while I've got episode 80, 81, 82, etc., might as well feature songs from those years. And of course, normally the podcast is about new bands as well as old bands. I like to play music that gets ignored by commercial radio, at least in most markets. And certainly here in Chicago, you don't get much in the way of new rock and roll music at all. New pop music, sure, but new rock music, not at all. So that's where the Radio Bypass Podcast comes in. So next week, obviously, will be episode 82. So I'll be playing some of the best releases from that year. If you have a favorite, let me know. I have a Facebook page for Radio Bypass. You can leave your favorites there, or you could shoot me an email, ralph@radiobypass.com. But let me know what some of your favorites are as I prepare for episode 82. Hope you've enjoyed episode 81. I've got to leave you now with one more from that year and Whitesnake. As I mentioned, John Sykes went on to play with Whitesnake later on in his career. When this album came out in 1981, John Sykes was not in the Whitesnake band yet, but Ian Paice and John Lord and David Coverdale from Deep Purple were all part of Whitesnake at this point. So 1981, they released a record called Come and Get It. I'm going to leave you with one called Child of Babylon. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week. Well, I
hunt. I know how it will be. I'm prepared to meet my maker with no hope for charity. I'll stand alone and pay the price for everything I've done. 'Cause there ain't a guardian angel for a child. Child of mine.